ESPN 710, Los Angeles. Sports.
It Friday.
All right, here we go. Rolling along on a Friday. Bergman's here. Momo's here. I have found four, count them, four, very optimistic people about the Lakers tomorrow night in Denver against the Nuggets.
Besides me and Brian?
None of us here are optimistic necessarily, right? Oh, no, no.
I have Lakers in six. Brian has Lakers
in seven.
Yeah, you guys are chumming the waters. Good for you.
I mean, I hope that's true, but...
Trying to raise your popularity ratings or whatever.
It has nothing to do with that. Yeah. That's just what I think is going to happen.
What
it's a prediction.
He feels in his heart.
We are predicting the series.
But this is
I believe Brian.
You're not working as an analyst. You're working as a fan.
I'm working as myself. Fan and not, I mean, analyst, sure.
Analyst or fan?
Like, what do you think I am?
I think I'm both in some sense. Yeah. Okay, so, but you as a fan believe they win, but as an analyst don't.
The most likely scenario is they lose, but I think they're going to win. I believe they're going to win.
Okay.
I believe Brian.
That's powerful. Brian, I think, does feel it in his heart.
Greg,
I do feel it in my heart.
He's big-hearted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Greg?
I have as big of a heart as Brian does any day of this
Today. You couldn't even finish it.
Grinch size heart.
All right, let's.
It grew two sizes that day.
Let's go to Oscar in Baldwin Park for 2 o'clock call of the day. Oscar, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mason. Momo, I'm with some legends right now. Very grateful. Lakers in seven. Lakers in seven. I'll give a lay it out. They get game one on Saturday. The games they slip back and forth throughout the middle of the series. Games they take it in game seven. D'Angelo Russell has the best game. It's the best name in Laker lore. They beat the Nuggets in seven.
Okay.
The Nuggets ain't scary, man. They're not scary. They don't. They're not. Jokic is great. Murray's good, but they're not scary, man. They're not. I don't fear them. They're beatable. We could beat them, man. They're right. They just better team strategy. They communicate out there. We could beat them. AD, LeBron.
Yep.
They can beat them. They're not intimidating at all.
Okay, Oscar the Hype Man says they can beat them.
That might have been better than Darvin's quote.
Darvin's quote is a little bit more subdued, right?
Not ducking no fades.
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fades.
Not ducking no fades.
I wish he would have had more oomph when he said that.
Darvin?
Yeah.
There's a lot of oomph.
That was pretty. Yeah,
it's more than he's ever given.
Like seven
but,
on
you know.
An oomph scale, isn't it?
No.
We with all the smoke and we ain't ducking no fade.
He got a little baritone in there.
He is a big time baritone. I liked it.
From what we've seen from him, yes. But I feel like there's other, like, he could have given more, like.
You know what Darvin says to you, Laura?
Go for it.
Someone that just got out of the insane asylum.
Come on, he has got fire in that court.
Sure, he does.
Yeah. Let's go to Hassan in Boyle Heights. Hassan, good afternoon.
What's going on, guys?
All's good, man.
So I got Lakers in six, and let me tell you why.
Good.
LeBron is much healthier at this point this year than he was last year.
That's true.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Fair.
The Nuggets lost Bruce Brown, and if you remember that series, he was torching us.
Absolutely. He was great in that series. It's a good point.
Jamal Murray averaging 32 points a game. I don't think he can do that again. And D'Lo only averaged 6 points a game in that series.
Yeah,
that's not
going to
happen again either. And when you combine the fact that it was a close series and you take in those differences, I think the Lakers have a very good chance of winning the series.
So no Bruce Brown, underperforming Porter Jr., and the third point was...
I said Murray.
Murray's not going to put up 32. Right.
No, he said D'Lo's going to be better.
And D'Lo's going to be better, D'Lo cannot be... D'Lo was bad in that series.
He got played off
year.
The court.
Yeah, he really did.
So did Vanderbilt in that series. Yeah. He got played off the court, too. Yeah.
You want another optimist?
Let's go.
Let's go to D-Smooth. D-Smooth, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, my afternoon drive family. Lakers in seven. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
LeBron is not going to give this up. It's his last time around to get to the championship, whether he plays next year or not. This is it. He's going to put it all on the table, along with the rest of these guys. Anthony Davis will stand. I tell you that. I am a number one fan for 63 years of the Lakers.
Wow.
And nobody can say nothing. Get off the ship if you're not ready to roll with the Lakers.
Okay.
That's a good call.
He was talking to you, Mace. He was talking to you. Get off the ship.
I'm rooting.
Play me the splash.
I thought you were about to jump on. Like the ship is leaving the harbor, and it's like time to jump from the dock.
From the dock.
And hope you land. On the ship. You better hurry.
You're on with us or you're off it. You're off. Should not be off. I'm telling you.
No, just get a running start. Just really, you know, you've
They're
been training.
Right.
Yeah. Leg day was 3 days ago. You got the springs.
Leg day.
Let's go. Come
something.
On, Mace. Jump.
I'm so freaking sore today.
Still?
Oh, this well, is day still, two. This is
day two. Of
day
being...
two after leg day.
Yeah. Day two is always the worst.
Yeah, day two is the worst. Yeah. I don't know why, but day two seems to be worse than day one.
I don't know. Your muscles just are still not used to it.
Yeah, thank you.
I don't know. I'm not a doctor.
Kinesiologist, Greg Bergman.
Clearly you're not.
You were stopping talking like you wanted an answer, so I was trying to give you something.
Just made one up.
Yeah. All right.
I mean, go one more. Take one more call. Let's go.
Wait, I want to know something.
The fourth optimist? Yeah. Okay, hang on there.
I'm sorry.
Optimist.
People are trying to speak it into existence.
I want to know something because Greg gives Mason and I a lot of heat for taking nuggets and six.
Yeah.
Momo took the same thing, and you don't give her heat.
She's in the league.
I know, but then give her heat if you believe. Well, if she believes, we believe. Why can't you give
her
heat?
Right, we're all picking.
Yeah. I think Momo's wrong too. I do think Momo's wrong too. I think all of you are wrong, and I think Brian is right. And me are right.
Do you think that, or do you think that you're trying to speak it into existence?
No. I absolutely think that. I think that this team has been playing as well as they have been playing all year long.
Yep.
They're doing a lot of things that are very much different. They have different. Gabe Vincent, we've talked about it a ton of times, is somebody that can actually put
this
on Jamal
Murray.
This
is when they really need Gabe Vincent.
Right.
If we get the Gabe Vincent that we had, that Miami had last year, and he's hitting some shots, playing good defense, and kind of holding Jamal Murray down in those 20 to 25 minutes that he's going to play, that makes a massive difference. It probably puts him on the floor in the last 5 to 10 minutes of the game.
Well, I went back and looked at the one game that Miami beat Denver last year in the finals.
Did you use a trained eye or an untrained eye?
Because it was just numbers on a page.
Okay.
I think fairly... Train. But it looked to me like what Miami did was just let Jokic.
So, you know, that's the
thing.
Untrained eye.
Yeah, but is
but
that
only
not?
An untrained eye would say that to Eric Spoelstra in the press conference afterwards?
Okay, I understand that, but do you think that's what happened?
Yes,
I know
it's absolutely
it's
what happened.
They just let Jokic go. and said nobody else is going to beat
us.
And maybe that's the one way.
That's
you
what
play
the Warriors did to him too a couple years ago when they went and they beat Denver in the playoffs.
Yep.
On their way to a title. That's what the Warriors did too.
So how do you make that happen? Because you obviously are not going to put AD on him. Who do you put onto Jokic?
Well, you're probably going to put Rui onto Jokic.
Rui like they did last year. Or we saw how LeBron did against Zion. Do you do that same thing where you put LeBron onto
him? You could.
And he did that last year too.
Yeah. So if they do those types of things, it's just making sure the guys around you, you don't get go
I would
off.
Actually keep Rui on like Aaron Gordon because I think he's better at defending.
Who would you
put
on Jokic?
LeBron.
LeBron on Jokic.
I would tell him, you just got to go to work. Like, if you want to win a championship, you got to play both ends of the court.
Yeah.
But
since I promised, I want to get one more optimist in. Hang on. This is, Laker is in his name.
Yeah.
Laker Dan, good afternoon.
Hey, Momo, Greg, good afternoon.
There it
good
is.
Good afternoon.
Say, man, it's going to be purple and gold sky because there's no pressure on our Lakers. All the pressure's on the defending champions. The Lakers were the seventh seed last year. We made it all the way to the conference finals. I got Lakers in seven.
Nice. All right. So
that's a good point.
We got four optimists.
There's not a lot of pressure on the Lakers.
Six.
Oh, six. Right.
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 All of a sudden.
And then some realists mixed in.
Yep. No.
But there is something to be said for, Momo. Tell me. Do you believe in the ability to speak something into existence? You do?
Yes. In my own life, yeah. Well, it's not like a specific, like, you can't put it on, you say it, and then that's just exactly what is going to happen.
Right,
it's more
right.
of an intention.
Yeah.
And it's something like in your life where you say, you know, I just want to change my life. I want to feel strong again.
Sure.
I want to find some way to organize my life a little bit better. And then please give me a way to do that or make that path clear.
Okay, but what I'm asking is, can we manifest a Lakers
victory
over Denver?
Can you manifest Lakers in seven?
Yeah, can we manifest Lakers in seven? Can we not just put that out there?
But can you just say, like, yeah, I think
can
we
not
put some positivity.
Can we not see credit?
If this becomes the show of all Laker optimism, like take in John Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
We all feel like that if
Pepe
everybody
Mantia,
starts to pick.
Michael Thompson. Look, everybody's
What's Michael
Laura,
picking? What's Mace. Michael picking?
Michael's picking Lakers in four.
Four. Yeah.
Pepe's picking Lakers in a sweep.
Lakers
Ireland's
in five.
Picking Lakers in a sweep.
Pepe's taking
well,
Lakers
Ireland
in
has
three.
Lakers in four?
Yeah.
Lakers in three.
Lakers in three.
Pepe always has Lakers in three.
Yeah,
it doesn't really matter what's going on.
Well, you do. I do believe there's something to be said for manifesting.
Yeah, I think what the last caller said was true too. There's not a lot of pressure on the Lakers here. Everybody thinks they're gonna lose.
It's true.
Even though there's a lot at stake for them if they lose, but they're playing the defending champs, and Denver's been the best team in the West all year.
So, Momo, question: are you? Have you ever gambled? Are you a good gambler?
Sometimes.
Sometimes?
I'm not supposed to. I can't bet
you
on
can't
the NBA.
You can't gamble on
sport.
No,
yeah,
no.
You,
not on the NBA at all.
Yeah, I'm not allowed to.
Can you bet on baseball? Are you allowed?
I think so.
Yeah, don't.
Should be able to.
You should no? be able to.
I don't know. We had this all. Once we had ESPN bet, all the talent has all this.
Yeah,
new
all the
rules.
Talent has new know. Stuff. Yeah.
John,
so, like, when in doubt, I just don't because I don't want to get fired.
Well, let me say this. Bergman and I are betting and betting a lot on the Cut app. Yeah. I have got more bets rolling right now than I've had on any single day since we started working with Cut. So, we'll do that coming up next for you. Plus, the guy who's putting Nick Cannon to shame.
Ooh.
Mason in Ireland,
really?
710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
All right, so 2:16, and that means I am 2 hours away from starting the weekend.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
I can't wait.
Let's do it.
Don't get fired on a Friday, though.
Don't worry.
Never.
I'll be fine.
How do you get fired on a Friday?
I don't know.
You just get a little loose.
That is the day that most people get fired, is it not? Nobody gets fired on a Monday.
Yeah, because if they want you to just go home and not tear up your office. You
yeah,
know,
they
like,
want you to go home and
go away and
put
never
a security
come back.
Guy with
yeah.
you and
walk you out,
walk you out with your belongings, your personal belongings.
That's usually when they do layoffs. That's usually when they do. They don't do it at the beginning.
It's on Fridays?
Week. Yeah, it's always on a Friday. Yeah. Thursday or Friday.
So hope you're not in that boat. So anyways, gambling. We've been working with this company called Cut. It's an app that you can download. If you want details, you can go to KUTT.com. And it allows you to bet. So in the state of California, we don't have betting legal yet, but you can bet legitimate money on Cut. It's peer-to-peer betting. So I put a bunch of bets out there. Bergman, do you have any bets out there rolling?
Yeah, I do have a couple bets out there, but I woke up this morning and there
first
was
thing
like,
I did this morning.
There was like seven bets from you this morning.
First thing I did.
Yeah, I have a couple of bets out, and right now I have the Dodgers over against the Mets tonight.
Okay, I have the Dodgers under.
It's 8.5, so I have the over. You
have
the under. Okay, we're not betting each other.
No, but I think Yamamoto is going to deal tonight.
I hope he does. I just hope they just light up the Mets.
Okay.
So that's what I'm kind of hoping for.
They could use that.
Right, and I also have the Heat on the money line over the Bulls tonight. With no Jimmy Butler.
I like that, too.
I like it, too. I like the way they're playing.
You like Miami to beat them outright without Jimmy Butler?
Yes.
And it's funny, because I wanted to pick the Bulls. I watched the game. I thought Chicago looked really good. Kobe White was great the other night. But I was like, it's the heat.
Yep.
Yeah, give me Chicago plus
one. Look how well they play. I think they would have beat Philly if Jimmy didn't get hurt.
Yeah, I got Chicago plus one in that game.
I can see it.
It's a coin flip. I've got the road team in the other game, too. I got Sacramento plus
one. Yeah, you should.
One against
New
Orleans.
Well, even though they're 0-5 against the Pelicans this year.
Yeah, but no Zion. I think it's way too tough. And also, Brandon Ingram's only playing 25 minutes on a minutes restriction. You kind of need him tonight.
I got Dodgers minus a run and a half against the Mets. Got Dodgers under, Mets Dodgers under.
Is that game here or in New York?
It's here.
It's here. Yeah, the Mets are in town this weekend. And then I've got Lakers tomorrow versus Denver over the 224.
It's gonna be close. There,
that's good, like defensive right on. Team. That's right on it. Right on it.
Basically, when I do over under for Lakers always.
Yeah, yeah. You never bet point spread or money line.
How I watch it now is I think to myself, if they get 60 points combined a quarter, I'll be okay.
But here's the thing: if you believe the Lakers are going to win the series, why would you not bet on the Lakers? Why would you not put your money where your mouth is?
I do not bet on my teams. I will bet the over under on my teams because I'm not betting on them specifically.
But if you're betting on, we're not talking about Jonte Porter. You're betting on your favorite team.
No, I don't bet on because then I think I'm jinxing it. So I don't I don't bet on UCLA. I don't bet on the Lakers. I don't bet on the Kings. I don't bet on anything that I follow. So, but I'll bet on the over under because that's just on a number.
Yeah, it has nothing to do with them. It has nothing to do with the outcome.
Right.
So I got all that action. Oh, I've also got, I've got random baseball games out there. Like, I really like Mackenzie Gore, who I think is starting
for the
Nationals.
This is old.
Yeah, but I think he's pitching for the Nationals today.
Do you have him on your fantasy team?
I do.
How's your fantasy team doing, by the way?
My fantasy team is right in there. I was first place earlier this week. It's super close.
Who's in first?
I have no recollection of this.
Is that Momo or your uncle? Without Uncle Phil?
Oh, without Uncle Phil.
Yeah, no Uncle Phil.
Is that Momo in first?
Look at you. Are you just
myself making my own moves?
It's so early in the year. You get so excited. It's so cute.
But I'm just saying, without Uncle Phil, with no assistance, I'm doing it myself.
I'm Mr. April. I think everybody's right.
Mud Hens, right in the middle of the pack.
Fourth out of eight. That's all right. We're early.
Can I read you a quote?
Real quick, I want to mention, if you want to be on Kutt, download the app. It's KUTT. Go to the website, KUTT.com. You get a 10% deposit bonus if you use code ESPNLA. And make sure you join our ESPNLA social group where we're kicking bets back and forth and talking about the games all the time. So, again, that's Kutt. Download the Kutt app.
So, can I give you a quote real fast?
Yes, I was hoping you would give me a quote.
We were talking about the Heat, and so I saw this quote from Eric Spoelstra, and I was just hoping that maybe Momo or you can give me an answer of what this actually means.
I'm happy to deliver the answer.
I'm going to read it to you here. Okay. Character is not made in a bed of roses and sunshine.
Yeah.
Like steel, it's forged in fire between the hammer and the anvil.
Yep.
Right now, we're between the hammer and the anvil.
Yes. So, in other words...
yeah.
It's going to be hard. That's really what he's saying. It's not a bed of roses. It's hammer and anvil time. And so this is going to be difficult. This is going to be a
challenge. So we got to guess who this is.
Guess who this is. No, it's Eric Spoelstra.
Oh, that was Eric Spoelstra.
Yeah, that was Eric Spoelstra.
Were you going to guess Eric Spoelstra?
No.
Oh.
That's a really flowery, I thought like LeBron or something. Yeah. That was very dramatic.
Yeah, it was. It's a very dramatic quote. Yeah.
That is like rhetorical and narrative.
Do you like it?
A little much.
Writerly Ramona doesn't like when somebody does
it's a little thick. If I was an editor, I'd cut a few of those words.
Is this because you don't have an untrained, or you have an untrained
eye? I have a trained
eye
when it comes to narrative.
When it comes to this, exactly. All right, so, Nick Cannon is an impressive guy. He's got 12 kids.
That's a lot of kids.
I thought it was more.
No,
I thought
12.
It was 12 baby mamas.
I think it's an even dozen kids.
I thought it was 16. I don't know. It's a lot.
This article says it's a dozen kids.
All right, well,
so we'll roll with that. So that's really impressive, right? A dozen kids. He's getting out there. He's seeing people, so to speak. There is another guy who I personally think Nick should be embarrassed by this.
Okay.
Because there's a guy named Elephant Man. Do you know Elephant Man?
No.
It's a movie, wasn't it?
Well, it was a movie, yeah. It also, he's a Jamaican dance hall legend.
Oh, God. Different guy. Different guy. Different guy.
Do you guys know?
I know. I like.
Do you have any Elephant Man there, Brian?
Yeah, he does. Trust me.
Okay, so all Jamaican.
Right. He came in with guys.
This dance hall legend, Elephant Man. Friday story.
So, he recently revealed he has over 30 kids.
Whoa.
That's a lot of kids.
He says, and this is where it gets tough. There are some quotes here. And they're written in Jamaican accent, I think.
All right.
Or Jamaican shorthand.
Okay.
He says, I have 38 pickney start from me at 17.
Yeah.
Me might ugly and all of that, but the gal dem like me bandy legs.
Oh, I get that. I can follow that.
Bendy legs.
Some people think I'm ugly, but women like my bendy legs.
Yeah. Yeah. That's exactly what
that's
you
exactly
said,
what it means. Yeah. Yeah. Excellent translation.
He got money.
So 30 kids. Now, didn't Bob Marley
have... He got money? Is that what you said?
He got money.
How many kids did Bob Marley have,
Brian? He had a lot. I don't know the exact number.
Different people, right? Right. Oh, which they didn't get to that in the movie, and that's what drove me a little bit crazy.
Me too, but there's a reason why.
Of course. They wanted a different story.
Kids.
Yeah.
How many kids does Bob Marley have? 12. He only has 12. Same as Nick.
That they know only? Of. That they know of.
Right.
He's no elephant man.
He might be.
He's no elephant man.
Let me say
man got them bandy legs.
I need that clean.
Here's
though.
The thing. When people estimate the number of partners they've been with, especially if the number is more than 10 or something. Do you think they...
More than 10. That's outrageous.
Way too many. 10? Oof.
Okay.
Okay.
When people... Don't you think they, at some point, start underestimating? Because they kind of... Well, I don't know. Men
it's hard
women
to underestimate kids.
It is.
I mean, it's...
Well, especially
kids.
If you go to them.
I mean, there's a lot they probably don't even know about.
It's possible.
I mean, if you're playing the field that way, you're playing the game that way, okay?
Right. Is this the equivalent... I don't have any kids that I know of.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, I just think he's out in the dance hall with
joke.
The bendy
that
legs.
That old joke. Yeah.
You know, like with the bendy legs, and he's out in the dance hall.
Bendy
and
legs.
You
there
know,
you go.
Doing that. And like, I mean, probably some of the women came to him and said, hey, guess what? This is yours.
Congratulations.
And some didn't.
To he of the bendy legs, Elephant Man, and his 30 kids.
I bet if they, I bet the Elephant real number Man. Is higher.
You think so?
Yeah.
Could be. Probably is.
Listen, the way you go about your business, right?
Like, yep.
Leads to a lot of kids.
Sure it does.
I looked up Elephant Man, and it's all just a picture of the
of
movie.
Of John Merrick, who had the Elephant Man disease. Yeah. Yeah. It's a very bad disease to get. That's one of the worst, I think.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
makes
one,
your head
tough. Yeah.
All like that.
Well, how do you, like...
Do you know what I'm talking about?
I do. When you put your hand right here.
Along your face.
Hand, that's
along
my face.
I was
okay,
there.
This guy. Yeah.
What was the question, Momo?
No, I mean, like, I don't even know, like, if he started at 17.
Right.
Okay, so just think how many years we're talking about.
Sure.
It's probably not like one per year. It's probably several per year.
Correct.
Different women. Yeah.
Different women.
Yep.
Right?
Sure.
So it's not like you're like, it's not. But for women, like if you're going to have 38 kids.
Oh, no
right.
way.
Well, he's got to go to different women.
Right. But I'm just saying like how many, I've heard of women having like 19 kids. There's that one. The family. Yeah, there's that family. Yeah.
There's like old school families where the women, like my mom.
What was that one?
Like 19 kids and counting or something?
Yeah,
wasn't that a
yeah there's
show?
A whole show or something. And you got to start young. Kids. Think about how early you got to start because it takes 9 months, 10 months.
Well, we grew up with a family, Irish Catholic family called the Finnans. They were the Finnans, and they had 11 kids.
11.
Right. And that was part of, right, being Catholic, that was part of the thing.
Yeah,
they had really
have
big
have
Catholic families. Yep. Mm-hmm.
How do you remember all their names? I have a teammate who has 8 kids.
See, I don't.
My mom had 6.
How do you do that? Kids. Look, here's the thing about kids. Expensive, right?
Yeah, really.
Oh my
like
God.
I would have more kids. I would, but I'm kind of older, and it's expensive, and it's hard. 2 is hard. Oh my gosh.
No, absolutely.
How do people do 6?
I'm thinking about it, and I'm like, I'm 35. I don't
well,
know.
We're like
know?
All 6 right together.
So
or are they
my
spread
mom,
out.
My mom had 6. We were kind of the oldest right now. My older sister was born in 80. My younger brother's 27. So the last two were oopsies. She won't admit it, but you know
that's usually how it goes. Like people oopsies. Have like 2 or 3 at the beginning, and then like they had them early.
Yeah.
And then they get to be like 43, 44. Don't think they can get pregnant. And it's like, whoa, I guess I can.
One but slides
like,
in, yeah.
My sister, who's 40. I just got that. My sister, who's 40, has 6 kids.
Yeah.
And I'm like, girl. What are you doing with your life? Yeah. Like, you're a nurse. Like, you got too much things going. I mean, I love her kids.
At some point, they take care of each other.
Yeah. Like, my goddaughter, she's 11. I'm like, I love her death. But it's like 6 kids. That's a lot of kids.
That's a lot.
By the way, I just got a text from not stepdad Leo. Apparently, the Finnans only had 6 kids. I may have exaggerated.
You exaggerate? That does never
it
happen.
It seemed like 11. They went on and on and on, those Finnans.
I mean, my teammate, every time I check Facebook, there's another kid that pops up.
Right.
And I'm like, oh, how? And I just have to count every time. I'm like, 1, 2, 3. I don't even remember all their names.
Exactly.
And she just went back to back to back to back. And I'm like, man, she's still going.
All right. Coming up next, there is one guy who can say to LeBron James, you suck.
Ooh.
Got that coming up for you next. In the meantime. Well, it's Friday. It's a day I get to do the mindful minute, and I was just talking about this. Look, weekend we're all revved up for the weekend, ready for those 2 days off, ready to enjoy ourselves and recharge for another week. But maybe you're not feeling that. Maybe you're feeling down. Maybe you're feeling like you're in an emotional rut, or you're having trouble at work, or you're having trouble in your relationship, any of that stuff, and you can't enjoy the weekend. Here's the thing. You got to find somebody to talk to, and I can't recommend anybody more highly than the LA County Department of Mental Health. So they do a few things here. One, emotional support. Having a rough time, having a bad weekend, having trouble, call them, somebody to talk to. They can give you a service referral. They can refer you to a psychologist or a counselor or a mental health professional. Or if you're in genuine crisis, they're there for that too. There's 24/7 helpline, 800-854-7771. That's 800-854-7771. You can also visit their website at dmh.lacounty.gov. Your mental health is their priority. Let them be your support on this journey. Together, let's shape a brighter tomorrow with hope and recovery and well-being. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Now, let's talk about the play of the week. The pressure to follow up Hypnotic and Cognac, weighing heavy on the team. Hypnotic was in the cup, blue, and ready for the play. And, boom! Añejo Tequila came in with a smooth assist to Hypnotic's tropical fruit finish. Shaken, strained, poured. It was green and good! The playmaking splash shifted the tempo. Another great cocktail from the Hypnotic team. Every season is Hypnotic and Tequila season. Hypnotic Liqueur, Bardstown, Kentucky, 17% alcohol by volume. Hypnotic reminds you to think wisely, drink wisely.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Don't worry.
Oh, no, don't worry. Be happy.
Believe
Bobby Darin,
be
right?
Happy now.
Bobby McPherson.
Bobby McPherson.
McFerrin.
You know what it was like?
Bobby Darin is Mac the Knife.
Right. Back.
But we were like right in the middle there.
And yeah, he hates this song so much.
Really?
Who, Bobby Darin?
No, Bobby McFerrin.
Bobby McFerrin.
Yeah, hates it. Will never sing it again. He thinks it's the worst thing.
That's the only song he's got.
Yeah, he will not do it.
Remember the Fish?
What's his second song?
That's like Madonna with Material Girl. She hates that song.
Does she?
Yeah,
but she has
sing
other
it
songs.
She's got other songs.
Well, yeah.
Bobby McFerrin.
If you're a one-hit wonder, you just can't be a wonder.
Yeah,
take away the hit.
Can't do it.
There was something happy years ago where he said, I will never sing that song ever again.
Wow. I can't imagine he's in huge demand right now.
He's
still getting residuals.
Thinking About Your Body, okay. Improvisation.
Oh, yeah, you know that one.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Circle Song 6.
Circle Song 6, yeah.
Big fan.
So, anyway, there's our moment of Bobby McFerrin for the day.
It's a good Friday song.
Yeah, it is.
It's just a great song.
Okay, so, by the way, Ireland is not here today. Ireland will be in Denver tomorrow for Lakers versus Nuggets game number one. And I think he's in good voice now.
He seems to be okay. He's on the plane, so he should be going over there.
Will he be back on the air next week?
Yes, he's going to be here all next week.
As long as his voice is okay.
As long as his voice is okay. There might be Momo
what
on standby.
What happens to his voice? What happens to his voice when it goes? Is it just too much?
He was doing a ZipRecruiter read, and it's just started cracking.
That ZipRecruiter read has screwed all of us up.
It killed John Ireland.
Yeah, it killed John Ireland. I've butchered the ZipRecruiter.
I massively butchered it.
You've ruined the...
Oh, man.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that ZipRecruiter read is tough.
It's tough.
Know what it is? It's the actual word ZipRecruiter.
ZipRecruiter.
It just gets stuck in your mouth.
It does. So anyway, we think John will be okay next week.
Yeah, think he'll be okay. We're planning on him being here next week.
Good, good. All right, so LeBron James, the greatest, or arguably the greatest player of all time. It's arguable.
1A, 1B.
1A, 1B. He was shooting around in his driveway the other night. Did you see this clip?
No.
Okay, so Bryce was there.
Okay.
His youngest.
Bryce is supposedly really good.
Yeah. So LeBron is just shooting around, right? And meanwhile, listen to what it sounds like with Bryce kind of heckling him.
Are you trash? You trash.
LeBron sinks.
That's a lucky shot.
Man, lucky shot.
That's a lucky shot. Give me the ball. Give me the ball. I'll shoot it one hand.
How's it trash?
You suck, bro.
Nice.
You suck.
And sinks it over. Made both of those threes. Yeah. So you can do that with your dad. When I was a kid, now obviously, you know, this is a different situation. Okay, so here's my dad.
Yeah.
Was the most competitive person ever. Maybe second to John Ireland.
He's massively.
So the way it worked with my dad was we would compete against him in different things and he would kick our ass.
Would he talk trash?
We were grown. He was a grown up and we were kids and he was kicking our ass. So we'd go out and play one-on-one or horse or whatever. My dad would kick our ass. But you know what? Once we started winning, my dad never won another game.
Yeah.
Never won. Like, for example, we'd play chess. We were learning chess and I was like eight. My dad's like winning and winning and winning. It's like you're playing an eight-year-old. Finally, I got to be 10 and I kicked my dad's ass at chess. That's the way it worked in my family.
At 10?
At 10.
My dad was the exact same way, except for what he did when I started beating him. He was like, oh, I just don't want to play.
He's done. He checked out.
I'm done. I'm like, oh, I'm too old. I can't play right now.
My dad was always my coach.
Yeah.
And we did not compete. It was like he was my coach and we would have like battles. Like,
yeah.
You know, about getting the hit. Like, he was the hardest on me rather than the other players, right?
Right.
A, I was the coach's kid. I could take it.
Yep.
And B, I would, like, fight back a little bit.
Sure.
You know, like, I'd talk back a little bit. But we never competed. It was never a who can make this shot or who can,
my God. Everything was to the death when I was a kid. Everything
me and my brother competed. And I used to, until I was about, I could beat him in everything until he got his hormones. To like shot up a little,
right?
You know, like okay, I was like blocking his shot, and then one day he was way taller than me.
Sure,
sure. It was like boom. Yeah, I was like, oh, this has changed.
Yeah. That's what
this
it was.
Is not as fun anymore.
It was with my dad. He would beat me every single time, back me down,
like, right,
take
right.
me to the hole every single time. Once I got a little bit taller than him and started blocking him, that was it for him.
That was it. Yeah. He was like, I'm done.
I don't even want to play anymore.
Yeah, I always wanted. We talk about I love the phrase have a catch.
Yeah.
It's not have a catch.
It's have a catch. Right, Momo? Did you ever go out and have a catch?
No, we just played catch.
Okay.
Thank you.
We had a catch.
Played catch.
When I wanted to have a catch, my dad was often not available. So he did buy a pitchback, which was the way. Did you ever have a pitchback, Momo?
He was my catcher a little bit. He would like, I pitched a little bit.
But my dad would basically just say, here's this thing, put it in the yard, throw to it, and it bounces back to you.
So that he didn't have to be there.
So he didn't have to be there at all. Yeah. I played catch with the pitchback.
I didn't do that. No, he played catch with me. I had a good arm early. Like, he didn't have to teach me how to throw. I just sort of naturally knew how to throw. But he did build me a net to hit into.
Oh,
like
okay.
Off a tee and stuff. And like we'd do
soft toss
in the yard. And then one summer when I was in college, I wasn't a great hitter in college. And it was like reality struck. The pitchers were really good back then, whatever. And so my coach was like, you need to learn how to hit left-handed. You're fast. You should turn around and be a slapper.
Right.
So I was like, well, I don't hit left-handed.
Right.
So I taught myself like over the summer.
You became a great slapper.
Yeah. I mean, not great, but I like feet.
No,
you know.
Really good. Momo's a good slapper. That's what they say.
Careful.
Should we get tortillas again like we did that one
the
time?
Tortilla fight? Yeah. Right here.
No, I mean, but you know, like I just like would go outside and hit off the tee and hit it into the net all the time. And like, it's not that hard if you have hand-eye coordination, but I looked a little awkward when I'd swing away.
You know, I talked to Bergman about this a couple of weeks ago, but I find this amazing. You may or may not know about
it.
So the Dodgers have got this pitching machine and it can duplicate the pitching of any pitcher in the league.
What?
The stuff.
Is this AI?
I don't know.
Is it a robot? Is it a hologram?
It may be AI. That's actually an interesting. But if you say we're facing, I'm just going to throw out the name of a. I forget who we're pitching.
Let's go with Jake Irvin, who they got shut out by.
Okay. Jake Irvin. We want to see Jake Irvin stuff. So the pitching machine will throw like Jake Irvin and allow hitters to simulate before they actually go out and face Jake Irvin. Now, it may be AI, but is that not amazing? And what an advantage that has
to be. That is interesting. Well, because I could see that they could put spin on the ball like the pitcher, But is it?
I don't think they can
like
duplicate the release point.
Yeah. That's,
maybe it's just the stuff. The here's a
dude,
this is
robot
a slider.
Pitchers.
This is a curveball. This is a.
It's probably
change
all
up.
At the same arm angle though, so that
correct.
It's all. But the flight of the ball is going to be the same
it's
as that pitcher.
Simulate, yeah.
But you, but it's. Doesn't really work as well as you would want it to because it does not, like, if it's a Tyler Rogers who throws sidearm. He's not giving you that sidearm.
Right,
so it's
right.
seeing it out of his hand like that.
Still
so
better than not.
Better than nothing, absolutely, because you can see how he, like, the
like hitting live pitching,
throws.
There's no substitute
here's
for
a,
it.
Here's a piece of unsolicited advice. Chris Taylor, you should go.
Oh my God!
Go to that machine.
Yes,
that
he's
machine
rough
is
right
your
now.
Friend.
If how, what
goodness.
Does it have to take? If he's 1 for 35 right now, what is it that stops when he has to go to the Phantom IL? 1 for what?
Does he have to go on the Phantom IL? We just know who he is. He's going to strike out a lot.
But
you
can can't
stick
keep
him
putting
him
out
field.
There.
You can put him in left field. You don't have to play him every day. You can play Kike. You don't have to play Chris Taylor in left field.
Is he hitting the ball like hard contact?
No, he's not.
No, he's not.
He's not hitting the ball.
At all.
No.
Just striking out.
He's got that crazy uppercut
swing. Tons of strikeouts,
man.
Yeah.
It's just not good.
See,
when
I,
it goes, it
but
goes.
You can't put him in left field, though, because then you're moving Teoscar over to left field for Andy Pajes. So, and he's not going to put him in the infield. Kike
would
can play
DFA
infield.
Would they DFA
him? It looks like if they're not going to put him on the Phantom IL with some kind of neck or back or...
Could trade
which
him.
They
somebody
could.
Want
nah,
him.
Which they could. No, nah, I don't think
no
so.
One's gonna, no one's going to trade
and,
for him. Or you have to DFA him.
Didn't they sign him to a fairly decent contract?
Yeah, a couple years ago, yeah.
They wasn't that much, though.
No, I mean...
There's no Shohei.
No.
Well, no, that wasn't $700 million.
It's like what Shohei makes in one game.
Yeah, it is frustrating. But at the end, don't you know it's
four
Chris
years,
Taylor?
60 million dollars.
15 a year. Okay.
Yeah.
But at some point, aren't you like, okay, that's Chris Taylor. He's going to strike out a lot.
Not anymore.
But he's going to come up with a big hit at a key moment.
Yeah, he comes up with and gets some, usually, what was he, like 15, 20 home runs a year? Something like that.
Yeah, somewhere around there. He can get up to
got
that.
A little pop.
But also with
hit
this
about
team.
About 240, 250.
Yeah, but if he's this guy on this
not,
team,
yeah.
with everybody that you have there, with the Shohei, Mookie, Freddie, Will Smith, Teoscar, Max Muncy, all those guys, if he's a 1 for 35, if he's a dead spot in the lineup and you have a guy like Kike who is the exact same guy, right-handed utility, you don't need him.
But is there any reason to believe that he is a significantly different player than he was last year when he hit 15 homers and drove in 56 runs?
How much how fast is he hitting it? Has he swinging? Has he lost anything? Like, you know, pitchers, they would do the same thing. They would go like a spin rate and has he lost a mile an hour? Is there something off?
But I mean, he's 1 for 35.
I know, it's really bad.
So. No, it doesn't matter because you're on a different team now. This team last year, as much as they had all those expectations, the expectations are even higher than they were before.
I mean, usually, like it's like Clay Thompson the other night. They just left him out there, and he was just he couldn't hit the broadside of a barn. He was 0 for 10, but they weren't even good. Like they weren't just like barely missing. I mean, like you think he hit the side of the backboard one of them.
Right.
I was like, oh.
If you want to go into it and say, like, he has an elbow thing and he has to go on a rehab assignment,
sure,
then that makes sense to me. Try and figure out your swing on a rehab assignment.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's do What's Up, Fool. You mentioned Klay Thompson. I've got a Klay Thompson, Steph Curry AI story at 3 o'clock.
I like it.
That's coming up for you. In the meantime, Brian's got stuff. Laura's got stuff. We'll do a little What's Up, Fool coming up next. 710 ESPN.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Oh, Corporate Greg is sitting in the C chair, so I'm going to take it away.
He's the C.
He's the C.
Do we just call you Laura? I mean, I think you need a nickname. It's
Producer Laura.
Producer Laura.
Producer Laura.
No, well, they call, well, okay.
That's okay.
It's all branding. Producer
we can do
Brian,
better.
Producer
Laura,
Laura. It's fine. They call me the queen, not because I put it, but the circle did that.
Nah,
so
that's, we got to come up with something.
I'm okay with that one, Momo.
Yeah.
I'm okay with the queen.
Okay.
I like that one.
Good.
La Reina.
La Reina. That's cool. Bilingual, you know. All right. So Pulp Fiction was one of my favorite movies, and I noticed that they had a 30th anniversary screening.
Gosh, really?
Yes, girl, at the TCM Classic Film Festival. And I wanted to know, because John Travolta, Uma Thurman.
Yes, that makes me feel old.
No, girl, that's not what I'm going to ask you. Hold up.
That was the wheel of questions.
Yeah, yes. I know. Yeah.
My question for this is, aside from Pulp Fiction, what other movie would you like to see reunited to rescreen their movie?
To rescreen it.
Well, first of all, let me say, Pulp Fiction is an absolute classic. Yeah. Ireland, by the way, hates Pulp Fiction.
Really?
So I don't get it.
He doesn't like it because they take the middle part and they put it first, then they take the first part and they put it last. Yeah.
It's not directly in order.
It's not
chronological.
Linear.
It's a straight line.
John's brain works in a very linear way. He cannot accept that. Movie that would be great to get back together.
Shawshank? Would you want to see
Shawshank?
Shawshank
is great.
Would be a great one.
We still have Tim Robbins. Yep. We still have Morgan Freeman.
Right. I think that'd be.
You
good
don't
one.
Get more like an ensemble-y kind of cast.
Okay,
like 16 or like what's a Fast Times at Ridgemont High?
Oh, that would be great.
Sure. They're all around.
See
still.
Sean Penn, Ben Stein
Breakfast.
Is still around.
Yeah,
Ben
Stein,
Bueller.
Do you remember winning Ben Stein's money?
Yeah.
What about Ferris Bueller?
Yeah, Ferris Bueller would be a good one.
Although that one guy I think went to jail.
Which one?
Which one? Judge Reinhold?
Not Judge Reinhold. I think the principal went
to really? Oh, yeah.
Did he
seems
really?
Like a creep.
I think he did.
He played a creep.
I mean, he did play a creep, yeah.
Pretty sure he went to jail.
What was the guy that he's in Succession, too. That was it. That was...
Alan
Ruck.
Ruck.
Yeah, Alan Ruck.
He's great.
Yeah. Played the crazy... You know, he played the guy that from the... Roy's that was running for president, right?
And
of
Johnny
course,
Buss is running
Johnny
for president.
Johnny Buss is running for president. He has yet to select his vice presidential candidate.
Steve Mason.
You're thinking
he's
about it?
He's putting it out there.
Buss and Mason?
Sounds good.
2024.
Buss and Mason.
Yeah, sounds
Can
good.
Can you get through to Johnny? Can we have a conversation
I
about
have his
this?
Number.
Yeah.
All right.
Would he come on and ask
no,
ask
wait,
questions?
If we put him on, then it's fair time. It's fair, you know, you have to give all the candidates.
Yeah, yeah, you have to equal
all
time
those FCC
and all
that's
rules.
Completely
yeah.
not
yeah.
true.
Yeah.
I don't think that's true.
It
anymore.
Is very much true.
So not true.
Well, you have to offer.
I
it
thought
up.
You were going to say we have to have all the buses on.
All right, bring on Janie. Bring
when
on
I,
Jim.
When I was in
Janie?
New York, I accidentally was there when they were doing an anniversary for Do the Right Thing.
Oh,
and
dang, you know
that was super cool.
Look at this. Look it. When I started off
you
by typing in, I started off by just typing in bus. Okay,
right.
So there's. Look at how many buses there are. And not one of them is Johnny.
And not one of how you have every bus but
except
Johnny?
Except for Johnny.
Well, Jimmy, he's running for president. He can't
Joey,
be bothered.
Jim.
Yes.
Jeannie.
Yes. There's a Christie bus I have.
Oh,
Christie
bus. I don't know who that is.
And a Riley bus Drexel. Riley
oh,
is.
Oh, Riley.
Yeah, you always
right.
see Riley at the games.
Which is the Jesse. There's a
Jesse.
Jesse
and a Joey.
Yeah, Jesse and Joey.
Mm-hmm.
That's so
funny. So all the buses.
Except for Johnny.
Except for Johnny. All right.
He's very busy.
I got
too big
on that.
For you, Momo. Yep. Too big for you. He's,
yeah, I mean,
he's going to be president.
Well, or the ambassador to Slovenia.
Yeah. See, this is the one way to better do. She's a governor. He's a president.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. Yep. See? Yep.
Jesse and Joy.
What's that?
Jesse and Joy.
Joey is actually the alternate governor.
Oh, is he?
People don't know that.
Backup governor. Mm. If anything happens to our first governor.
No. He goes to a lot of the meetings too. Like they usually send two people, and then sometimes Jeannie's like, you go. You know, you go.
I don't feel like
guys.
Going.
Right.
And sometimes they go together.
What's up, fool?
Right before the show, I was reading an article on TNT sideline reporter Chris Haynes.
Okay.
Just was interviewed.
Yeah.
Came out with the life of a reporter, and it's always 24/7.
Right.
And they interviewed him like, "Where's the weirdest place you broke news?"
Okay.
And he said, second row of a wedding during the ceremony.
Oh, during the ceremony.
On his laptop interviewing
Rude.
GM.
Wait a minute, he's on
his laptop,
at a wedding?
Yes.
In the second
leave,
row?
Leave, dude.
No, that's outrageous.
Leave. You gotta be on your phone, man.
Come on.
His wife was angry at him because everybody was looking at him.
I was at a wedding when Dwight Howard got traded to the Lakers.
And did you text?
So that's my question.
I was
did
on
you,
my phone. Yeah.
Did you break the news?
No, I didn't break it. But I was in there. Like I was on the phone at my cousin's wedding in Chicago. It was mid-August, which is like usually the time you would feel okay about it.
Right.
And that trade I think was August 13th or something. And I remember stepping away a few times to like send a text or make a call or something. But yeah, I was discreet. I didn't have a laptop.
But have you ever broken news from Like
a place you really shouldn't
be. A place you shouldn't
be. Yeah, like
news.
I've been in a theater before, like a movie theater.
Oh, that's true,
that
too.
Sucks. I can't.
A musical.
I don't like
I've been
that.
In a musical.
Wait a minute. You can't do it in a musical.
Yeah, you can.
There are people paying attention
to the
show.
I know, and
the,
like, the ushers come by, so you take your jacket, you put your phone under your jacket.
Just seeing the light out of the corner of your eye is very frustrating.
That's rude, Momo.
You know, Lawrence Fishburne, who's starring in Clipped,
mm-hmm.
once was doing, I don't know, Richard the Eighth or something. I don't know my Shakespeare.
It's okay.
It was one of the Shakespeares. Maybe Othello.
Richard V.
So he was doing it, and he saw somebody using their phone, and he broke character. He walked out to the edge of the stage and said, "You are being disrespectful to every actor in this cast."
That's true.
Wow.
And he went back, got in character, did the rest of the
show.
Yeah.
So what was the actual question, Brian?
Yeah, just like, where have you guys had that situation where you broke news from a place where you shouldn't have? Or...
Well, you know, I've broken news in a lot of many, many times. I've broken news from virtually. I've never.
That's a Momo. That's
life.
A specific Momo question.
All the time.
Oh, they aggregate.
Very specifically to Momo, that question.
Yeah, that is tailor-made.
I'll tell you
Momo.
This: when Magic Johnson left the Lakers, when he quit. I was sitting at a dinner with my girlfriend at the time and her parents.
Yeah.
And there was a TV next to me, and it came across. I'm like, I gotta go.
I was
got
on
up
air
and
here
left and started.
When they sued,
no wonder
Jim
you're
and
not
Jeannie
together.
Sued each other when Jeannie sued Jim. Remember that?
Yeah.
And I was like, I need to get up for a segment.
I can't be here right now.
Yeah, just a second. Okay, I'll be really fast. Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, the truth, I live that life for a while. I still break news here and there, and you'll always try to do that, but I do think it's gotten a little out of control. I think it's gotten a little,
in what
like...
respect?
Everything
laptops
is,
at a wedding?
Yeah.
Well, no. A laptop at a wedding. Chris Haynes should be ashamed of himself.
Yeah,
and
that's
If I was the groom, I would kick him out.
Also, use your phone.
After I got my gift.
Like,
please
discreet,
leave.
You know?
Please
yeah,
leave,
just
sir.
Stand up. Yeah, stand up and get out. Go in the back.
Exactly.
I think it's a lot of... everything is by 1 second or something. Like, I remember I used to be so, when Woj was not with us, when he was at Yahoo, I would be positioned on a story and I would get a text and I would think, oh, I'm good. I haven't got the alert yet. I'm going to break it. And I'm like typing the news out, typing it out in the tweet. And then I, as I'm about to hit send, he would tweet it. And I was like,
yeah, just missed.
And I'm like,
does
wait,
it matter?
This is stupid. Yeah, like this is
does
stupid.
It matter?
What am I doing? Like, oh, because I have my autocorrect, like I had to fix that. Like this is dumb. So now the real trick is that when you have news that you sort of know might be coming in,
right,
you type it out first, you have it holstered. Right, you have it saved in your drafts.
Have it in the chamber.
Yeah, you have it in your notes, and then you just cut and paste.
Right, right.
You have all that ready so that you're not caught with the typing.
You don't want to be 10 seconds late.
Yeah, but I was always really afraid of that.
Oh my God, Woj beat me by 10 seconds.
I know it just tries, and like
this is the end of my career.
I remember everyone that broke everything ever.
I know.
It's really annoying. Exactly.
No,
that's
the
point.
Exactly.
I just think like if that's that can't just be our world. That can't be
right.
How we judge people.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah. I agree. You guys got anything
What's
else?
That? Yeah, I have one more.
Okay, do it.
So, Giannis Antetokounmpo. I love
very
saying
good.
His
oh,
name.
Nice job.
I love
done.
Saying his
that's,
name.
That's the highlight of the day is your pronunciation.
You just went for it.
Oh, I love saying
Antetokounmpo.
His name. Antetokounmpo. Yeah.
It's kind of fun hearing it with a little bit of an accent.
That's how I say Giannis. It because I feel like Giannis Antetokounmpo. Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo explained why he signed with Nike over Adidas. And I actually give him a lot of props. They were not going to sign his brother right away. So he said, no, thank you, Adidas, and went with Nike. So my question for you guys is, would you guys have turned down an Adidas deal or any big deal? Let's just say any big deal to bring up a sibling with you.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So in other words, I guess it's
Thanasis.
Thanasis.
Costas.
He's calling him Thanos. Yeah.
No, Thanasis.
It's cool.
He snapped.
Is there another one? There's only three?
I think there's four.
Yeah.
There's another one. Giannis, Thanasis, Costas, and...
Brogdon.
Yeah. Harpo. Yeah.
So, well, who cares? But this is for
okay,
Thanasis.
Okay, so the question is, in other words...
Thanasis is on the Bucks, by the way.
He is, yes.
Did he take more or less money?
I think Costas is, too.
Do you know?
I don't, but he just wanted to bring his brother. Like, so Adidas was saying, no, we're doing his...
Well, that's stupid for Adidas.
Yeah,
like, well,
why
trying to,
Adidas
you're trying to nab
that?
Giannis.
They
this
were doing
early.
It... it was really early. It was before he was, like, a household name, but they were going to sign his brother. They were just going to do it a week later.
Oh, okay.
And he wasn't sure that they were going to do it, so he said no to Adidas, and
so
now
the question,
Nike.
I guess, is would you hold out in order to get
a sibling
your sibling
yeah, to
a
put
piece
your
of the pie? I would.
Yeah.
I don't care if Brian or Travis get money. I'm fine.
No, you would actually, you would do the deal. You
no, no, I'm saying, no, I'm saying I would cut them in.
Oh, you would cut them in.
Oh, yeah.
So you would say no to a big deal.
To get another big deal somewhere else.
To potentially get another deal.
So like the next deal was not assured.
Nope.
Oh, okay. That's trickier.
See,
no,
that's different. Like,
deal.
If you're deciding,
sorry, Brian
you
and Travis.
Yeah.
If the deal is not assured, my brothers are screwed on this. I'm taking the money.
So I think it's also.
I want the bag.
It's secure the bag.
Yeah.
It's also, I mean, look, we've seen people fumble the bag.
Sure.
Yeah. Yep. Dennis Schroeder. Yeah.
Dennis Schroeder is the most famous.
The girl with the Dodgers.
That was bad, too.
The home run with the Dodgers.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Another one.
So I think it's different also for Giannis, the Antetokounmpo. Yep. Brothers, did I do that fast?
She says it better.
Antetokounmpo.
Because of how they grew up. Like, they literally grew up, I think there's five siblings, and they grew up sleeping in the same one-room apartment in Athens.
Right.
Like, they had to survive together. Like, they had, like, they, he always says, like, if I don't eat, my brother doesn't eat.
Right,
like,
right.
Like, they, and he would give his food to his brother. Like, they,
yeah.
They literally grew up in that survival mentality.
Sure.
So, I think, you have to see everything they do that way. Like,
yeah,
that's,
right.
That's, this isn't just like being nice.
This is like close knit.
Yeah, this is like
we
survival.
We were in it together.
Yes.
Yeah, that kind of thing. All right. Coming up next for you, I mentioned AI. I mentioned Steph Curry. Klay Thompson.
Oh.
We're going to put all those things together. Plus,
from
one of the best selling jerseys in the NBA this year. Momo's got a list. We'll do that coming up next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.